Berkey's there. How are you, Berkey?
Boys, I'm well. I'm well. Tough weekend of a bit of rugby action, as you just mentioned. Some solid scores overnight as well. And it's at all... Wow. I heard you talk about Beale just then. And it'll be interesting when he comes back for the fourth. See how he goes.
Well, let's start with the Brumbies and the Waratahs, though. What was the difference in this match? A comprehensive win for the Brumbies, and the Waratahs have got some issues, Berkey.
Yeah. You know, it was. I think more than anything else, boys, it was grind, wasn't it? You know, like it. They turned 16-6 at half time. It was 9-6. A little try in, and then it's just a squeeze, isn't it? You know, like, and you talk about teams being able to just grind out a win and play for position, play for corners, limit the amount of mistakes, the amount of penalties. And so at the moment, that ruthlessness just is not there for the full 80 minutes. A few lapses in concentration by the Waratahs, but look, you can see how good this Brumbies outfit is. You know, like they compete with the Kiwi teams and they dominate when they're playing against you know, some of the Aussie teams. Mind you, they've had their slip ups, but yeah, they sit the best on the Aussie conference at the moment. That's for sure.
Some bad news coming out of the Waratahs camp though. Angus Bell looks like he's out for a fair portion of the season.
Yeah, it's. I don't know exactly what it is at the moment, whether it's the same injury as previous loss, but certainly some cause for concern. He had an injury only a couple of weeks ago with his back, I think it was. I mean, mind you, those blokes take an absolute battering up front. The amount of, you know, pressure and weight that goes through these guys, and you're asking them to do something that's incredibly physical, you know, on repetition. But yeah, it's always sad to see someone go down, especially someone that's a talent like that as well. So. No doubt the boys are rallying around him. We'll find out a few more details about what it is. But, yeah, if it's the foot again, it would be a frustrating time for him, absolutely.
I don't know whether this is a good thing or a bad thing for Coach Darren Coleman, but talk about his future has gone quiet.
Yeah, you know, Loz, it's an interesting one, isn't it? I mean, so from a everyone knows there's a review that's happening, and the review is conducted by Rugby Australia, and that review will sort of, you know, I suppose give the basis of whether or not he stays, so to speak. But I think also is that, you know, you don't want to lose, you just want to cut people at the moment. You know, like I'm looking at the whole situation holistically, and you know, the rugby has shot itself in the foot so many times previously, and we've seen so many instances over the last little while there. So, you know, my thinking would be, you know, look at this guy at the moment, as in Coleman, ask what he's done. That's what the review is going to do. Is he a good fit? Let's just not sort of, you know, cut people straight away and sort of, you know, cut ourselves at the foot or at the ankle, so to speak. So make an informed decision. I think, you know, no doubt, you know, we need to keep those guys in rugby. The turnover of coaches, I think sometimes is too high. In that space, certainly there's some pressure on the team. Absolutely, no doubt about it. You know, but then I think the old adage of, you know, the coach doesn't make the tackles on the pitch there. So players have to take responsibility themselves. And yeah, you know, there's been some soul searching, and there will be some soul searching. They've got some tough games coming up.
Oh, I hope he stays for one more year, or that he survives for one more year. I think he needs to get another season. He's had some issues that they've had to deal with over the last couple of
years. Oh, yeah, correct.
Been out of
correct,
his control
correct.
As well, which hasn't
yeah,
affected
that's right.
the group.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And you know, like if you want to put an arm around someone, you know, it could be a situation where, you know, hopefully he's not lost to Australian rugby if the decision goes that way. You know, I'm with you, Loz. I mean, I think you've got to put an arm around a bloke sometimes. Yep. I think there's been some moments this year, and you know, mate, I'm very much invested in it. There's been moments this year where it's been great. There's been moments there, you know, like a flip of the coin gets you a win or a loss and just makes the season so different. So it's a wait and see in this space, that's for sure.
Well, I think you've hit the nail on top of the head there, Berkey, what you said before with when you invest in these people, and there's not a lot of them here in Australia.
No, yeah, that's right.
The IP and the knowledge that these guys have got, you can't just let them loose and see you later, because you need to keep them in and around the game here if it's to have more success into the future.
And the good story about, you know, DC when he was appointed all those, like, 3 years ago, He's come from club footy, you know, and so often coaches have looked externally and perhaps haven't had the right sort of understanding, ethos, sort of, you know, commitment to Australia, so to speak. This bloke's homegrown you know, he does things his way. Good lad, works hard. And but again, you know, the inverted commas process is happening at the moment. And but no doubt there's frustrations happening at Waratahs at the moment. I mean, it's a roll-on effect, isn't it? It then affects the players, it then affects the supporters, and it becomes something in the background. And you just want to sort of quash that and move forward. A win does that for you, and also I suppose a decision does that for you as well. So again, it's a wait and see space, boys.
Berkey, really unsavoury reports coming out of Melbourne yesterday from the Rebels win over the Drua, with suggestions that a fan racially abused one of the Drua players. What's your understanding of the situation at the moment?
Yeah, that's on the chat at the moment at the next level up, isn't it? You know, these are sort of positions where or stances where, you know, the bosses have to get involved straight away. It's poor. You know, it doesn't matter what sport you're playing in. You know, and with sadly, we're still seeing it in 2024. It's you know, I have played with and against the Fijian boys. I played with and against the Samoans, Tongans, and you know what they provide is something that is incredibly unique. Whether it was frustrations, there were two yellow cards in the week. Pardon me, two red cards in the weekend. Frustration, but it is just not. It's not on. It's not part of the DNA of rugby, of sport, of Australians. I question the motive of the alleged person. And if it is proven to be, that, you know, see you later, good riddance, and we don't want you.
Thank you, Berkey.
Good on you, boys. Have a good.